We are learning Masechta Yuma Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 5 lines from the bottom of Nun Hey Amud Beis, B'Nivra Arba Zuzig. The Gemara has a Mishnah, brings down the Mishnah in Masechta Shkalim that says that Rabbi Yehuda did not have, there were 13 shofars, 2 of them were for birds. According to Rabbi Yehuda, they both were for oilos, one for Tyrim, one for Bnei Yaina. But one of those pushkas were not for chayva, which means were not for a yoledes or zava and zava, which bring a chatas and a oila, and the other one just for oilos. Why not? So it says metaruvos, and we'll see what that means in a second. That's one Rabbi Yehuda. There's another Rabbi Yehuda that says in our Mishnah that there was only one can, only one stand to hold the dam, even though there was dam sa'ir and dam par. There's only one stand, and they switched it when they wanted to pick up the dam par. They put back the dam sa'ir, or picked up the dam sa'ir, put down dam par. They didn't have two kanim. And also, we're assuming the reason is because of taruva. So when I first thought that the reason was because you can get mixed up with two kanim, and you know you don't rely on ksiva. And that's also why you don't have two pushkas, one for chayva, one for nedavas, because you might get mixed up between Chayv and Adava, and it doesn't help Ksiva. The Gemara proved that Ksiva does help even for Rabbi Yehuda, because you have 13 shofars with different things written on it. So it must be a different pshat Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara said, what's pshat Rabbi Yehuda? Why in Shkalim you have a pushka for Chayv? You can't have a pushka for Chayv and a pushka for Adava. Because he says you can't have a pushka for Chayv, Rabbi Yehuda says. Why? One of the people might die, and then his chatas will be mixed up in here, in this pushka. And chatas, the loch is chatas shemesu ba'aleha, the money goes to Yam HaMelech. So you can have someone's money, it belongs to Yam HaMelech, mixed up with other people's money. And it's not bottle, and it's a bigger problem. So therefore, he says, you cannot have any pushkas of chayva. A guy has a chayva, he brings in his money and buys it directly. He doesn't put it into a pushka, because he might die, and then his money will get mixed up with other monies. That's what the Gemara says, that's the last Gemara we learned. So Gemara is a kasha. V'nivrar arba zuzi v'nishta b'maya. Just, let's say you have this pushka, 100 zuz. Each can costs 4 zuz. Each can, each bird costs 4 zuz. Each can is really 8 zuz. So let's say he has 100 zuz in here. For all different people, zava and yoledes, take out 4 zuz, which is duchata shemesu ba'aleha, and throw it in the Yam HaMelech. What's the big deal? Basically, Gemara is asking, it should be breira. Bahanuk nishtu, rest, it should be mutter. Assume that belongs to him, and everything else should be mutter. So Gemara says, no, Rabbi Yehuda less le breira. He doesn't hold a breira. And the kasha is like this, really. This is the Gemara says. Do breira, take out 4 zuz. Gemara says he doesn't hold a breira. The problem with this is that l'chayra, even if you hold a breira, this shouldn't work. This is Taisus Shalom's kasha, Taisus Rosh kasha. What does breira usually mean? Breira means it's not a way. If you have a taruvus, you can't say breira. Let's say you know you have a piece of a chazer meat mixed with other meats, or an avela with other meat. I can't pick one up and say it's breira. It's not breira. It's either it or not. Here, the lady already or the man gave money for a chatos. It's for sure his. You already established that's what it is. So you can't say breira. Breira means usually a case like this. There's two examples of breira I give you. One case is by a get. There's two ladies with exact same name. They're both married to the same guy. Rachel ben Yosef is married to Reuven. So there's two Rachel ben Yosefs. So he writes a get on Sunday, Rachel ben Yosef. And tomorrow he decides which wife to give it to. So the problem is it's not Lashma. So we say, tomorrow when he decides who to give it to, it's Megala L'mafreya that Lashma was for that Rachel ben Yosef. Because it wasn't established yet. So that's called breira. Another example of breira is with an Erev. Let's say you put a challah 2,000 amas away on this side, 2,000 amas on this side. And tomorrow I'll decide which one should be my Shvisa. Shvisa has to be kind of Ben HaShemashas. Dear Breira would tell you, Ben HaShemashas of yesterday, I was going to go there. But here, what's the Breira? That's Taisus Shalom's kasha. Why is the Breira? Taisus Shalom answers, Taisus Shalom, that you made a Tanai over here. Every person puts money in, it's like a Tanai Bezdin that every person puts money in, that he has a Tanai. It says, if he dies, then his money should go for the person who's alive. And a person alive says that if someone else dies, my money could be for him. If it's picked out, my money should be for them. So it's a Tanai. So then the Taisus Shalom asks, why do you need Breira for? What do you need Breira for? So he says, no, you still need Breira because we still don't know which, we still have to decide which money is to be for the mace. Of course, it's a Tanai. It's set up, there's a condition set up in place that whatever money I take out will be we be for the mace, but you still need a breira to establish which one will be that money.
And therefore, it's not a real breira. It's what we
do. No, right? No, it's real. It could be a real breira. Echnav, it's a kasha. It's a problem, but that's how he takes care of problems. There's a tanai here, and you still have to come on to breira. And the Gemara says, "Who the less lay breira?" So, frankly, my kasha, right? Manola, how do you know who doesn't hold a breira? Where's the makar that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold a breira? Ilema mahad tanan. Is it from this following Mishnah? The Mishnah says that it's Mishnah and Demai. The Mishnah says like this: like Keach Yain Ben Akusim. You bought wine from Kusim. Now Kusim were people who did not keep any mitzvahs, and it was before they were geyser Yain Nesach on them, so you still could buy wine from them. But they didn't keep, they didn't take chumas or maizris. This is worse than demai. Demai, they take chuma, they just don't take maizris. Kusi is worse. He doesn't take either chumas or maizris. What happened? Okay, Yain Ben Akusim, and our geyser here is Erev Shabbos Simcha Sheicha, and he can't do on Shabbos, he now take of chumas and maizris, and it's already dark. He can't take chumas and maizris. Rashi learns a different pshat. Rashi over here says, Ain like Kalim. He had no Kalim to do chumas and maizris. So what does he do? Va'ime, he says. Shnei lugim, shadi osa lahafrish. We know that this is 100 lugim over here. So chuma is 1/40th, 1/50th, or 1/60th. Beni is 1/50th, which means two lugim. Two lugim, shadi osa lahafrish, rain chuma. Two lugim that I'm going to take out after Shabbos or tomorrow when I have Kalim are going to be for chuma. Asara, 10 of them is my solution. My solution is 10%. Asara is my solution. Taisa speaks out, it's lav dafka a 10 because it's already down to 98. It's 9.8. Asara is my solution. Tisha, which was left, is 90, 10% that was left. Also lav dafka is my sheni. And then it says, Umeichel v'shoysa miyad. You right away do chilul and you drink it right away. Rashi learns meichel v'shoysa miyad means you do a pidyon. Maaser sheni is the only time maaser you can do pidyon. Truma goes to the kohen. Maaser rishon goes to the levi. The maaser sheni, the maaser sheni is what you bring up to Yerushalayim. That usually what they do was they didn't bring up spoiled produce to Yerushalayim. They usually paid it. So here you have an option to pay it right away. So according to Rashi, he says you paid it or meichel, you paid it right away. Mishoisa miyad, you eat the drink the wine now. Why you paid it? Whatever I can take care of right now. What?
You can pay down the money on Travis?
Oh, so the Teretz is very good, Kasha. We're going according to Rashi. No, going according to Rashi Shita. This is, Tosis asks his Kasha Rashi. Tosis Rashi Tosai holds, ain't like Kalim, it's not Travis. So Tosis, what does Tosis do? Tosis says, Mechel Vashoysa means something else. Tosis says, El Mechel Vashoysa, Meyad, I'm reading Lashon Tosis, it's the third wide line, Pirish Maschel. It means you start and eat right. Mechel doesn't mean the Chalal at all. El Mechel means on the whole wine. El Mechel, it means you start, Vashoysa Meyad. Or El Mechel means Lashon Moizig. You moizig the wine and you drink it. So it has nothing to do with the Maitha Shani, everything. That's what Tais learns, so she tells it. This is a Ramei Ashita that I do today, and tomorrow I'll pick it out, and that will be my Maitha and my Chuma and Maitha Shani. The Gemara on top of the Vav and Beis says, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Shimon, Oisrim, they hold they can't do it. Why can't you do it? So Pasha Pshat is, because they hold the Ein Breira. I can't tomorrow pick out and say, these two Lugum were Chuma from yesterday. I can't say that. So you see, Rabbi Huda does not hold a Breira. Alma in Brera, you see, doesn't hold Brera. So I want to know, what's the raya? He doesn't hold Brera. Mamai. Dilma Shani Hasa, maybe the pshat by this barrel of wine is a different halacha. Kiriktani Taima, like it says later on in that same Bryce, in a Bryce, goes on this. It says, Umbrulah the Rameya, these Tanoim told Rameya, Yata Moida Shami Yabaka Anoid. How can you say that today you say, what I'm going to take out should be Truma, and then I'm drinking it? Maybe the whole barrel will collapse and there'll be nothing left. How do you know it's going to last? And he answered to them, when it happens, I'll worry about it. Rashi adds on some words. He says, I'm going to have someone watch it. It shouldn't crack. No one should run into it. So Akaponim, what do you see from here? That there's no raya bechlal that he holds the Ein Breira. He holds the Ein Breira because maybe Pshat is because Shami Yabaka Anoy, not because the Ein Breira. So we don't have a raya that he holds the Ein Breira. So we're still looking for a raya that Rabbi Yehuda holds the Ein Breira, because again, we said Pshat in Mishnah and Shkolim is that it's Taruvas. That the Chadash and Mesa Balel will get mixed with other ones. Whereas Kash is, since it's a Tanai, you can do Breira. So where he doesn't hold the Breira. So who's he doesn't hold the Breira? Elam, the Tani Ayah. From the Brisa of Ayah, you see that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold the Breira. The Tani Ayah, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Ein odom masna al shnei dvarim ke'echad. Yehuda says you can't make a tanai on two things at once. It's talking about an eruv over here. Elo in bachochom lemizrach eruv lemizrach lemayir eruv lemayir. Av lekam lekam loy. So I'll explain what the words are. The words are like this. Yehuda says, let's say there are two chachom coming. One is coming to the mizrach to the east. One's coming to the west. Two shurim, and he wants to make an eruv on both sides. And tomorrow he'll decide which shir he wants to go to. He'll decide which he wants. They're both good shurim. He wants to know which one he'll go to. That you can't do. You cannot do that. But if There's only one guy, one speaker coming. Only one speaker's coming, and he doesn't know which side he is. Then you're allowed to make an error on both sides, and you'll find out tomorrow which side the rabbi came. So one is better than the other one. Shaila is why? And we have a problem with this. That if there's two rabbanim coming on both sides, you know, just give examples, make it more geschmack. You have, you know, a Pesach Kron on one side and Ephraim Waxman on the other side. They're both coming. You say, no, I can't make an error on two sides, and then I'll decide tomorrow which one to go to. You can't do that. That you can't do. Why? They ain't brayer. So the Mizrach Marav Nami also, even if it's one speaker, it's one where Ephraim Wax was coming, and you just don't know which side is coming from. What's in Breira? Because the Maisa, you have to come out the Breira. Or yeah, you have to come out the Breira. You have to come out the Breira. What's that? Maisa, the Kam Galoi, the Breira, the Mizrach Marav Nami in Breira. But Om Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan says, so Rabbi Yechanan answers, Kishakvar Ba Chacham. The case over here is, the Chacham is already on that side. So if it's two chachamim, and one is here in Mizrach already, one is here in Meir already, so there I'm deciding tomorrow, which is my Erev, he holds a Breira. But let's say the chacham came already, I don't know which one side he is. I make Erev two sides. Tomorrow I found out he's in Mizrach. Then it's not a Breira, because it comes out, I said, whatever he is, yesterday the Erev was. It turned out he was there. So the Erev was fully established at that time because he was there already. Bishlam, if I have to decide tomorrow which side to go to, that's Breira. But if it's already built in, the condition built in, that's not called Breira, and therefore it's allowed. What do you see from here, Lamaisa? Rabbi Huda holds, ain't Breira. And this is the Makar for Huda holds, ain't Breira.